Mishnah Yudal, it is one of the more famous Mishnayos, the type of Mishnah where if we were not focused on the parish of the Rabbeinu Yonah, we could spend several weeks on. The name of Hillel, the Mishnah says, Huya Omerim Ein Anili Mili, if I will not be for myself, who will be for me? Ukesha Anila Atzmi Mo'ani, and when I am for myself, what am I? Vimlo Achshav Emasai, and if not now, when? Those three statements from Hillel. So there's much to be said in it, but let's at least focus tonight on the comments of the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Yonah's take on this Mishnah is as follows. Im ein ani li mili, if I am not for myself, then who will be for me? The Rabbeinu Yonah understands this is a statement of his oirus, of inspiration. Where is the source of a person's inspiration? If it's not from myself, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, from where will it come? Now, there's an obvious answer to that rhetorical question. That's from someone else. You go to a shmooze, you go listen to a shir, someone else will inspire you. So says Rabbeinu Yonah, that's what the Mishnah is saying. If I'm not for myself, mili, who will be? It doesn't work when the source of inspiration is michutz, comes from someone else, an external source. Because when it's an external source, that's the source of the inspiration, so then as soon as you disconnect from that source, then the inspiration's gone and it doesn't last very long. When it's an internal source of inspiration, when a person feels from within that they're inspired to be mekayim the mitzvahs, to sit and to learn, so then that source grows from within itself, and it's not nishkach, it's not forgotten, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, because it's become what a person really wants. So when you want something, so it's on your mind, and you follow it. When the inspiration comes from the outside, says the Rabbeinu Yonah, it's very much short-lived. And therefore, the Mishnah is teaching you can use the outside inspiration to inspire yourself, but make sure that it then becomes internally driven if you want it to have any type of kim, if you want it to have any type of lasting effect. Emeina nili, mili. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, then Hillel continues, Uchishani la'atzmi ma'ani. When I am for myself, what am I? Rabbeinu Yonah understands this line to mean, even when I am for myself, and I am internally inspired, and I am fulfilling, I cannot fulfill mine elef, not even a thousandth of what I'm actually required to fulfill in life. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, tells the mashal of a king who has a certain field, and he gives it to his servants on condition that they produce from this field 30 kor, 30 measures of produce from the field. And the servants work it, and they toil, and they work, and they toil. At the end of the year, after all their labor, they produce 5 out of the 30 measures or units that they were required to do. And the king says to them, what's the deal over here? I gave you this field, and the deal was 30, and you agreed. You only came up with 5. And they say, Your Highness, the king, we worked all that we could. There was nothing more that we possibly could have done. This was a very poor quality field. We worked it. This is all that it can produce. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, we come to the Ribbono Shel Olam at the end of 120 years and we say, the Yetzer Hara that you gave us, it was massive. It was impossible. You know the amount of toil and the amount of work that we put in, even with all that work, this is all that we got. This is all we have to show for our lives. We put forth all of our mitzvahs and all of the learning that we did and all of the things, and that's it. And the Ribbono Shel Olam would look at us like, that's it? I gave you this whole life and this is what you produced? I would say, the Yetzer Hara, this is what you gave us. From the very first day that we existed, this is what we were up against. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Ukishani latzmi, even when I am for myself, and I am internally motivated, mani, like what can I produce? I have so little that I'm able to do with the task at hand. We need to toil and work and toil and work and toil and work, and still we fall so short of what it is that we can possibly do, what the Ribbono Shel Olam would like for us to be able to do because of our difficulties, says Rabbeinu. And therefore the two go together. It may not need it. So if I'm not inspired myself, forget about it. Because even when I am inspired by myself, even when I am working hard, I can only produce so little from what's necessary and what's needed, because he says, person needs to be toiling constantly to be able to accomplish. As the last line that Hillel teaches, if not now, when? The Rabbeinu Yonah has two takes on this. Number one, he says, person will say, so now I'll be busy with my work, I'll be busy with my whatever I'm working on, and tomorrow I'll learn. So he says, well, that's not going to work, because I'm not actually, when are you going to do it? Tomorrow? Maybe you won't be free tomorrow. He says, maybe you will be free tomorrow. Forget that. Even if you are free tomorrow, but what's going to be with today? Today, what's going to happen to that? Every day a person has a responsibility, a chayvus, to work and to grow, to be misakin himself, to fix himself, to improve himself, the Rabbeinu Yonah's words are. And if you're not working on it today because you're thinking you're going to learn tomorrow, even if you're successful when you learn tomorrow, but today is gone, and you can't afford to miss that day. Lo yochel lehisbatel, says Rabbeinu Yonah, even a shoah achas, even one moment, person can't stop from toiling and working on himself, and therefore it's not an excuse to say, I'll work today in whatever my job is, and tomorrow I'll learn. Tomorrow I'll do something. Every day has to be set aside something to be able to learn and to grow on any particular day. The second way that Rabbeinu Yonah understands this particular phrase is, so if you don't do it now, you do it when you're a little bit older, he says. When you're older, forget it, it's a different story. Just like a seedling, he writes, when it's young and it's soft, You can manipulate it very easily to go this direction or that direction. You can bend it, you can do that. But once it gets a little bit older and it grows and it hardens, forget, you can't move it. Once it becomes a hard bark, it's impossible to move. It's stuck in its ways. So he says, we're the same way. When we're young, we're malleable, we can be moved, we can be changed, we can be adjusted, we can hear something. It's very easy to change courses. And as we get older and we get more set in our ways, we become like a tree trunk. Very difficult to manipulate, very difficult to move. Therefore, Malach Shav Amos, if you're not going to do it now, it's not going to get any easier later, he says. This is the time that at any person's stage of his life, the younger, the easier it is to move and to manipulate. And further, he says, that a person who does tshuva and changes his ways when he's older, so it doesn't count for as much as if he was when he was young. Because when he's young and he's filled with his passions and his drives and his desires against his Yetzirah, and he still puts forth the effort against that, is much more valuable, he writes, than a person who is not interested anyway in the taivas of the world. He's not interested in the pleasures and the drives. He's finished with that. So then even if he does the right thing, so he certainly gets credit, but it's less than when he's in the midst of all of his passions and his desires. And therefore, lo achshav emesai, now is the time, he says, that whatever stage a person's at, but now is always the time. Today you have this chayvus, today you have the responsibility, and that will continue and for the rest of our days. But today's responsibility must be filled. Those are the three teachings of Hillel as understood by Rabbeinu Yonah, that the inspiration has to come from within, because we need to understand that even when it's coming from within, what a difficult fight we have against the Yetzer Hara, and how little we are able to accomplish against it, and every moment must be taken advantage of. In lo achshav emasai.